Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and...
And Danny, hey y'all, how are y'all? How are you, Riri?
I'm good. So, I know you see that we don't have a girl, Coco. Coco is out doing her favorite thing ever, and if you remember what her favorite thing ever is, you can call in right now.
I know that's right. Go ahead and call in.
Call in, and I'll give you a prize. I'm going to give you a surprise.
Ooh, it's a surprise. Can I say it? Can I say it so I can win a prize or no?
Yes. Wait, let me give them the number so they can call.
Go ahead.
515-602-9680. Again, that number is 515-602-9680. If you know what Coco's favorite thing to do is and where she is right now and why she's not on the show with us, you call and let me know, and you will win a prize. Oh, that was so fast. Hold on. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how to do this.
Oh, God.
It's going to be my first time.
You got it.
Okay, let's go. Hello, caller. Are you there?
It's a caller. Hello. Caller. Hello. It's silent.
Let's try this. Caller, are you there?
Uh-oh. It's okay. Technical difficulties. It's fine. Hello?
Hello, caller. Are you there?
First caller. Oh, Lord. How y'all been?
I'm slow. I don't know how to work it. Call it.
It's okay, girl.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm better known as Playing with CCK, better known as Candace. Hi.
Hello. Playing with CCK, let me write you down because you might be a winner. Playing with CCK, do you know what our girl Coco is doing and why she is not on the air with us today?
Oh, Lord. Is she on vacation? Please say she's on vacation.
Okay.
She's on vacation because I didn't catch the first part of the show. Oh, Lord.
Okay, she is on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She is on vacation. So I give you half of it.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Are you playing with CCK? Okay. Is there anything you'd like for us to know today? What you got to say, girl? Tell me. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I don't understand why her disorganized plans is not doing planners anymore, but, you know, it's okay. I think.
You know what? Let me tell y'all. So Playing with CCK, she's like, first of all, she's like a sister to me. Like, we banter back and forth, like, through text messages, IG, over the phone. Like,
yes.
All, you know, we had that relationship, that friendship. But I'm not surprised she called and picking on me, y'all. It's a love thing. I'm just saying, man.
I don't come after
small
you. Hold on. Let me tell you, no, you good, baby. But I don't come after you. I just want to let you know, I support you and Miss Erica, Real Talk Riri. But I just want to let you know, I support my sis in all that she do and in all her endeavors and whatever she's going to do beyond this. So I am here to support both of you all ladies. I am loving it.
Aww. Aww, so much love. So much love.
That's just for right now because we're on the podcast.
that's all you get, bro.
You know what? I'll take
that's
it.
That's what sisters
you know?
Do. This is what real sisters do, okay? Yeah, I support you. I'm supporting you, baby. Now, if you get off this podcast, we're going to be acting, go back to normal.
I already know it. I'm ready.
Well, let me get back in on it. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us? Anything missing?
No.
You guys say you got something missing?
And I'm missing, no mess, no, because we don't do, we messy, but what, messy, not malicious, messy, but not malicious, but no, I'm good for right now. I'm trying to walk the straight and narrow for right now.
Okay,
I know that's right.
One of us got to do it.
I'll leave that for you because
you
are great at your job. You are great at your job.
Facts.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to ask some more questions, so be listening so you can call in again.
No problem. I got you on speed there, baby. Don't worry.
Okay.
Y'all have a good night.
I know that's right. You too, Candace. Love you.
Love you too, babe. Bye.
All right. So if anybody else knows the other half of what is Coco doing and why she's not on the show, you're more than welcome to give us a call. So, anyway, you on this phone. What you planning? What we doing? What you got going on?
Girl, what we got going on? I mean, like, we got a few things going on, right? So we have, like, different things we've been working on behind the scenes, you know, for my little friends and stuff like that. So I'm excited because you already seen a little piece of it. So, you know, we ain't going to talk too much about it, though. But you already know what I want to talk about. Like, I personally want to talk about why folks can't mind their business in this community. Like,
ooh, we just going to jump right into it. Okay, who? Not who specifically, but what we talking about? Give me some context.
So basically for me, like, of course, scrolling through the interwebs of the planner space that we have, I just feel as though there's a lot of times where, real talk, my thing is move in silence, because when you move in silence, can't nobody say nothing, can't nobody block you, because they don't know what's going on. You know, keep people out your business, right? And I feel as though that does not happen a lot in the community, because why everybody got to voice their opinion? Like, if you don't like a sticker, that's cool. If you don't like a post, that's cool. Like, you could just keep scrolling. Like, that's the you know what the beauty of it is? They have a little button on the side of the phone. You could click it, and it like, the whole screen go black. It's amazing.
Hold it, thought we have another caller. I think I got
yes.
This time. Hold on.
Oh, we got it. Yes.
Hello, caller.
Are you there?
Hello. This is Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I just had to call in because I had to say that Coco is on a cruise.
Woo! Woo! Pew, pew, pew!
Okay. Sherry, please, hop in my, I will hop in your DMs and get your address so that I can send you a prize.
Oh, cool. Well, I also called
really
to say thank you very much. Appreciate that. I also called to say, hey, Danny, I support you, and I'm going to get one of those planners, whether you want to send me one or not. Ha ha. and I just had to come in and say hello to you, Riri, and say, hey, and I hope you guys have a great night. I'm going to continue listening to your podcast.
All right, well, thank you so much.
So amazing. Hearts to you, Sherry. Mwah. Kisses, hugs, all that good stuff.
Hello, dancing.
Love to you both. Love to you both. I really enjoy this. So I'm going to go back to listening. Thanks for taking my call.
Always and forever. Okay.
That's what I like. I love the support. I love it. Okay.
So while we have those people in the Planiverse that cannot mind their doggone business
at all,
there are some whose business you want to get into and you want to be, you know, want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know, distracted.
It's fine.
I've been having to watch my DMs at the same time. So, I don't know. I hate when people see, like you said, they see a sticker and they don't like it. And instead of saying heart, they have to say, I like this, but.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
It's kind of like that but takes away from the compliment. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong. I feel like sometimes giving feedback is a good thing. You know, but delivery is a huge, huge factor in that too as well. Like if you know that there's a shop that you feel like, hey, maybe you could do this to represent this group of people, or have you thought about doing it this way? Then, you know, that's cool. But for you to be like, I like the flowers in your kit, but the doll face is ugly. Like that, why? Just why?
Yeah, like, and, you know, there are a lot of different styles. Let me say that. It's a lot of different styles. And your style will evolve and translate and transmute into something else sometimes, but I just don't think that you just have to be that negative. I might call my good girlfriend, or I might get on here and talk all kind of shit. Now, I ain't gonna say anything, I ain't gonna send no links, and I ain't gonna do none of that, but I can talk shit, but I'm not gonna do that to you because I want to support everybody. That's another thing, since we're talking about, like, minding your business and supporting. Here's my question. Why is it that you can have 12 million people that you follow and you like everything that come across your damn screen, I can post something and get 4 likes. Not saying that the like validates it, but why don't people support me? I can't say you, but me, the way that I support them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It feels like one-sided in a way.
Very much so. It's like everything that comes across, and I know people like that, it looks like I PR for really a lot of people, but I don't. I share because I support people. So anytime something comes across, if you say so-and-so's having a sale, I share it. If, you know, they selling shoes, cats, not wax milk, but everything. Everything but wax milk, not you. Not you, wax milker. Not you. But everything that people sell, I will share, and it just seems like you don't get that same kind of support. And tell me why.
I mean, ain't nothing but a
girl. I was about to hit it. I was about to hit it.
Listen, that, you know, that touched my millennial heart. Don't do that.
How young are you?
I was born in 91.
You ain't no doggone millennial.
Yes, I am. What am I? I ain't Gen Z.
Oh. Well, maybe I ain't no doggone millennial. My God. You a baby.
Oh, God,
I'm
no.
Baby.
Here we go. You know what? I'll take it. I'll be 32 this year. If you still consider me a baby, I'm here for it because that means I still got time to get my life together.
Time to get it together, girl.
Girls, because I need it.
So, yeah, that support thing and just saying, like you said, you can press a button and the phone will go off and you can go about your day and have a great day.
Thanks. And I feel like when it comes to the lack of support, right, I honestly just feel like most of the time people don't even think about it. You know what I mean? Like for me and even for you, like I love to share stuff in my stories. I love to share comments on people's stuff. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and pretend like I'm a huge commenter because I'm not. I'm a harder. But if it really touches me, I'll drop a comment. You know, because, of course, a comment, a heart, that boosts your post up in the algorithm. So even that is support. But I don't think most people think about, hey, this person always shares my stuff, so I want to return that favor and help support them like they support me. I don't think many people even think about it. I feel like that they're so wrapped up into what it is that they're doing, and they just forget sometimes. It's the same thing with people put more attention on the negative aspects of situations and things versus the positive, because, you know, the negativity gets way more eyeballs on it than the positive things. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I think that's what it is.
And I think that people just kind of, I mean, it sounds so cliche, the whole misery loves company thing, but
yep.
It's true. Miserable people want you to be miserable with them. Hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And healed people. And it's just, that's what it is. And I think that I'm just on this, you know, girl, I'm going to turn 40 and had a whole blah, 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 you know. And I don't have the time for it. I really don't.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
Recently, is it too soon? Let me see. So recently there was a discussion with someone about, you know, what constitutes drama. And
mm-hmm.
in my opinion, a difference of opinion does not constitute drama.
Yes.
Or I'm friends with you, Danny, but I'm not friends with Candy, so you can't be friends with Candy. Like, what?
Yeah.
We grown.
Yeah. You can't dictate who interacts with who and how that person interacts with the other person. However, I will say, though, that, for example, Candace, I know you listen, girl. You're my girl. We just using your name because you just popped up in the conversation because, you know, we love you. But I feel like if me and Candace were cool and you and Candace weren't, I feel as though, like, if you as my friend, right, if you feel like I don't really like the relationship that you and Candace have, I don't feel as though you're able to be loyal in certain situations. Because one thing about it, if you don't like if I'm friends with you, if it's all three of us and I'm cool with both of y'all, but y'all have beef, I'm not going to allow Candace to talk ill of you to
no.
me, and I'm not going to allow you to talk ill of Candace in front of me. You know what I mean? Like,
no. mm-hmm.
And I don't think many people have that ability to do that. So I feel like if you have a feeling that I don't think this middle person is loyal to either one of us, because if I can shit talk Candace, then that means Candace can shit talk me. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Like, so
right.
I feel like in that aspect, you can be like, I don't really want to fool with you like that, because I feel like you're not as neutral as you pertain to be. And you have every right to step away from the
right.
situation. So that part is all on you.
Hold on one second. We have a caller.
Woo!
Hey, peeps. It's Monica or Penny Pincher Pointer.
Hey, Monica!
How are you? Hi. So I'm trying to talk to you guys before my phone dies because, you know, I live that chaos life, disorganized life,
as
Dan does. But I'm just calling in to say that I love both your content, Erica. You made my week with your little, beautiful little card you sent me. You totally made my day. And then Danny,
yay!
you know that you be my inspiration to clean, to get off on my ass and go to my cleaning. So thank you so much. And
aww.
Girl, Danny, I can't believe you're barely 31 because you're over here like educating 50-year-old women how to act right. Because it's all about loyalty in this community. I've been in this community for a long time, and I think we forget that many of us joined this community for happiness. Not to
yes.
fucking act like we're in school again.
That part.
Monica,
I'm done with this high school shit. I was
I
done with high school
to
and
watch
high school.
Your video.
What happened?
I was trying to tell Monica that I happened to watch her video that she made about why she joined the community and how frustrated she was with all of this foolishness. And it comes at the, you know, at the right time. Do you think that there is a way out of the drama in the planner community?
I think there's always drama in this community in ways of new releases. We're either going to talk shit about the planners and then we turn on each other. And we need to forget that our frustration should be at the companies and the lack of representation and the lack of our fucking attention to those planners instead of whose dog is the strike shade, whose colors, you know? Those flowers are
yeah.
cute, or size or whatever. There's bigger issues.
That is a good
at least
point.
In my home. at least in my home, there's bigger issues. I mean, but I guess we live
right.
in different worlds.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I think that there is always going to be drama, but it doesn't have to be drama against each other. And I think that's what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. If we're going to be against someone, let's be against these people that sell us these overpriced stickers, repackaged sticker books with a new damn cover. Let's just be real.
Listen.
Or these non-sticky stickers.
Five sticker books.
That part. Let's be
or
mad
let's,
at the people who buy 10 sticker books and then they upsell it like $50 for that one sticker book that costs like $20. Like, let's be mad at them too, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or let's be mad at these companies that only connect to certain people certain time of the year. And that's the only time you represent them. Or you're even a face to them because the rest of the year you forget that we exist.
You know, I was actually going to bring that up with Juneteenth being a national holiday now and Juneteenth coming up. I see lots of, let's just put it out there, I see lots of white shops, lots of bigger brands, even the Wally World and all them, you know, coming out with Juneteenth this, Juneteenth that, mm-hmm. and Black History this and Black History that, but like Monica said, where are we during the rest of the year? Where is your representation? Where is your care for us? Are you supporting
Girl,
Black Lives Matter?
I'm Chicana. I'm Mexican American. I'm Chicana. That's what I am. Okay, so this is that's a whole different controversy for people that understand that. Don't put a fucking Taco Tuesday. Don't put a Taco Tuesday sticker on my single. Don't put a Taco Tuesday sticker on my Cinco de Mayo sticker. Like, shit, please don't.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then at least make the girls look like me.
Yeah, and I hate when they make the same doll, and it's a white doll and a black doll and a Hispanic or a medium brown. They don't change the hair, they don't change the texture, they don't change nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Not just that. Damn, tacos come in different other than fucking shells, let me tell you. If not, I can show you. I can take you to places.
Right. Right.
Help that.
To the street tacos?
Now, don't get me wrong. Drunk ass Monica like some bomb-ass Taco Bell tacos. Like, you know, I have my bad habit too, but, you know.
I felt every bit of that.
I'm going to get off this live and this talk because I'm going to forget that I'm live and other people can hear this and, you know.
I
need to remember this is not a kitchen table talk. This is a community talk, and I think people in comments need to remember that shit, too.
Okay. Yes. People in the
comments. All right, ladies. Love you both.
Praise the night.
Love you, honey.
Love you both.
Love you.
I'll continue to listen. Bye.
Bye.
I love that people in the community need to remember that this is not a kitchen table talk. It is a community talk.
That is a really good.
I need to write that down.
Like, that is a really, really good one. Like, I like that,
yeah.
that statement. That could be, I would spit that on the dashboard in a hot minute. Like,
okay. Yeah, I had to write that down. Community talk. Because, baby, they be forgetting.
Thanks.
They be forgetting. And a lot of times, like you said, because it's on the internet and they're not thinking that it's specifically, you know, face-to-face, that they're not hurting nobody. They're not, you know, oh, she supports
right.
me. Hold on a second. We have another caller.
Oh, that was fast.
It was. You popular, girl.
Not me.
Yeah. So
no, it's you, baby. You popular. It's your show.
I got to get better with the promoting. You did a great job on the flyer. Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Caller.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm fine. This is Monica. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Monica.
Hey, Monica.
How y'all doing?
I just called to say, hey, you know, I don't know nothing about no drama. My late ass don't never know nothing. I just wanted to say hey to y'all.
Okay, well, I have a question for you then, caller. How do you build community?
I knew you was going to say more. What's up?
How do you build community in the Planiverse? Because I know that you have a close group of friends, and I hope that I am included in that group of friends. But I know you have a close group of friends, and y'all have been friends for years. So I just want to know how you maintain that closeness in the planner community.
Mind my business.
But, oh, you better know it. You better know.
I'm sorry. That's all I do. I mind my business. I love them. I love y'all. In my head, that and my best friend. Because I just love her. But, no, honestly, I try to stay out of the drama. I don't know nothing about it. You know, that's it. I know that's right.
I love it. And I'm so glad that you called. It's the first time you ever called in, huh?
I have. I love you, Erica. I was just called to give y'all some support, and I'm going to drop back and listen. You know, I ain't for the talking there.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Monica. I will, well, you already got everything anyway. All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Toby, you was popular.
Girl, not me.
They love you.
I feel the love, and I love everybody back. Y'all already know what it is.
Yes. So just like I asked her, how do you, I think I asked you this on the last show, but specifically speaking, because of like all the drama and stuff that has ensued since you even came, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Planiverse has just been exploding in a good, I mean, in a bad way on some fronts, but in a good way, because now I done pulled y'all whole card. Now I know who's on my side, who's not on my side. Now I know who I can have intellectual discourse with, who I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm silly as hell. I joke and I play all the time, but there is a seriousness to me that most people won't ever get to see, right? You'll
mm-hmm.
never know that Erica really has something to say unless you listen in to the show and get these little nuggets where I cut off my speak and do the code switching thing, you know? But
yeah.
How do you specifically keep up with community in your, in the Planiverse?
Yeah, I remember this question. And like, for me, it's just, I just want to be my authentic self, basically. Just be my authentic self and just allow the real version of me to shine through. And for those who like it, great. And for those who don't, it's no love lost. You know, they have so many different people. You can find somebody else to give you what you need. But that's how I do it. Like, I try to support people. I try to encourage and uplift people and bring smiles to people's faces, make people laugh. So that's how I try to, like, cultivate community in this space or whatever. Just be myself. Let's take the bra off. Let the boobs hang. Like, really
hey,
be
for real.
My authentic self, you know. So that's how I go about it.
You are definitely, I think, a brighter side of the planner community, the Planiverse, and I'm so glad that I jumped on that live. You know,
no, thank you.
It's really good. So, what kind of planner do you use?
So the planner that I use is actually the one that I created for myself. I wanted a planner. Ooh, child, back in, what, like 2021, something like that. I don't even know, child. But I wanted to use a planner that was for me, by me. So I made my own planner, and I showed it on Instagram, and then that's when people was like, oh, since you're selling that, and I was like, no, and they were like, you need to because I want one. So I was like, okay, fine. So I sold a few, and then everybody was kind of like hitting me up when it came closer to 2023 because that was a 2022 planner. They came and they were like, it was getting close to 2023, and they were like, hey, are you making another planner? And I was like, yeah, I'm making another one. And then, you know, I sold 2023 planners. Now, this go around, I'm not selling 2024 planners only because your girl can't afford it. It's just a lot of other emotions that's mixed into that I don't think we have time to get into. But that's the planner I use now. I use the planner that I created in 2023, and I'm going to be using my own planner next year for 2024 because I'm still going to make my own planner, you know? I ain't selling, but I'm making it.
I love that. I'm going to have to slide in your DMs on that because I'm going to have to talk. I'm going to be like you, Candace. I got you, Candace. So because you made your own planner or you're capable of making your own planner, are you getting that mid-year itch that comes?
Oh, absolutely. Whether you make your own planner or not, you still get that mid-year itch to change things up and switch things up. It never fails. It's always around June, July.
Yeah. At June and July time, planners get that mid-year itch to switch it up and, you know.
Yes.
Try something new, set something new up. I think it's the setup, really.
I think it's more so of the setup or even, you know, the setup of it because you might love the layout that you're using, but you're tired of looking at the same cover, same coil, disc, whatever you use. You know, so it happens.
Have you ever heard of the cover-up coins?
I have. I have a cover by them, actually. I bought from them before.
So at the beginning of the end of last year, beginning of this year, they came up with a planner called the Queen's Gambit.
Mm.
And it literally, when I tell you I love this planner, it has everything. Coins, home, travel, daily, weekly, monthly, notes pages, list pages, budgets.
Ooh, that sounds like the Holy Grail. Jesus.
Literally. And it's half letter. And what it is it's not a subscription, but it's kind of like a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
You get everything that you need to set it up. You get it for, you get the rings, you get the cover, you get all the inserts, dashboards, everything for 3 months.
That's dope.
And so basically every 3 months, you get to have a new planner.
Okay. They've come up with a solution.
They've come up with a solution because you get to, I mean, they even give you like a clip. I mean, it's not all the bells and whistles that, you know, us extravagant folks do, but they start you off real good.
Yeah.
Real good. And so I think that's one of the things that I love about that plan. I need to order the next quarter. Because it's almost time to be up. But I really love it. Do you do new dashboards for the season? Like, what do you do to, like, scratch that itch? Itch that scratch. What?
Itch that scratch that itch. Let me
see. You know
what
I mean?
No, I get it. Because it's said both ways. So it's not, neither one was wrong. Like, I've heard it both ways. But.
Because we in the country. That's
the country folks. Look, being from New Orleans, I heard both of them. Like, yeah, they both right. But let me see. What do I do? I think the main thing that I do is I switch out my covers and my discs because I'm a disc-bound girl. So I switch those out during the middle of the year because it's not necessarily that the planner's not working for me or that I don't like the layout of the planner. It's just that I'm tired of looking at the same cover. The same disc has gotten boring to me. So I'll do that or I'll add in some vellum sheets, you know, to spruce it up a little bit. Like, sometimes it's all you need. Or even sometimes you just may need to add a few more stickers into your kit, especially if you like me and you don't really purchase a bunch of stickers like that. Like, I'll buy some here and there because I have a whole stash that I got to get through. But even buying, like, the new stickers will sometimes help me scratch that itch of, like, I need something different if I purchase a different style of sticker that I usually may not use. So that's another way.
Like if you're used to vertical kits, maybe do
Like, you know, just switch it up, just change it up, do something that you don't typically always do, and that can add a little spice, a little razzle-dazzle, if you will.
Now, listen, I'm all about the razzle and the dazzle. All about the razzle and the dazzle.
Now, glitter everywhere.
Hell yeah. I always tell people that I'm a stud that likes sparkly stuff.
Stop it.
I do. I'm a stud that like makeup and sparkly stuff.
Oh, good. You know what? You rock it, girl. You rock it.
A lot of a lot of people don't be believing me, but, you know, and don't tell 55 I said that because she damn sure don't agree. But, but anyway, I think that is the case over here. So, you know what I've never seen you do?
What was that?
Like PR.
Oh, girl, listen. I am not a PR girl. PR is not for me. I did it one time with one team, and she was very sweet. Shout out to Pretty Girl Prince & Co. because I was on her PR team for two terms, and it was real cool, real fun. She was the sweetest thing. She poured into everybody who was on her team. I absolutely still love her. But all of the horror stories that I've heard about other PR teams, I'm like, this ain't for me. It's not my thing. It's just not my thing. I've had people approach me about it, like asking if I would join their PR teams, and I'm like, nah, I appreciate it, but no. But you over here being the queen of PR. At that part, you're somebody else will do it. But you, ma'am, you are the queen of PR, I see, because I be seeing you on PR teams all over your little stories and your timeline, boo. I love it.
But some of it, I'm not even a PR person. That's what I'm saying. Some of it, I am not even a PR person for. Just like with the cover of Queens, I am not a PR person for them. But, baby, I will recommend the hell out of that planner because I love it. Gigi is my girl.
Yes. They have some gorgeous stuff.
Gigi is thebomb.com. She is helping me get my life together. And because she's half letter, I can just print and add anything else that I need to, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
My heart, it's not difficult. But secret time, you want to hear my secret?
Yes. We love when you spill secrets. Let's go. My cup is ready, port.
Girl, I just got put off like three teams.
I know you lying.
I ain't lying, girl.
Are we going to get like a little mini story about that? Because I need to know what this is about. Why?
Okay. So, what it is, right? No
mm-hmm.
shade to the company at all because it is your business and you absolutely have the right. Let me just put this caveat out there. It is your business and you absolutely have the right to tell somebody they are not welcome on your team. Now
yes.
that we have said that, I was on these three teams. Let's call them the Three Musketeers.
Okay.
So I was on a team with the Three Musketeers, and they did a lot of things alike. They supported each other greatly and loved their products. Loved their products. I was asked to be on one team. I was on the team. I was doing well. People were using my code.
Okay.
It was suggested that I get on these other two teams. And at first I was like, I don't know. But it was like, come on, do it. So I did it. Well, the Planterverse blew up.
Mm-hmm.
So now everybody is like, okay, well, now we need to make some changes to our PR applications, quote unquote, for the next term.
Okay.
So I never had to do an application before. Like, let's just be clear. The work that I have done, let it speak for me, and it spoke, baby. I didn't have to never do no application. Because they saw how much I supported them prior to being on their team.
Okay.
So I did the PR application. There were some questions that gave me pause, but I answered them honestly and was told to join, that I would be sent the information for the Discord. Do you know what Discord is?
I do not. What is that?
Discord is like another chat app, like we need any more chat apps. But it's like a chat app. I think it's really big in the gaming community.
Okay.
But I'm not really sure. But anyway, it's like you can have like a chat and like sub chats, like, okay, this is a chat for our PR stuff. This is a chat for pics. This is a chat, but it's all under one channel, kind of.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So they all got moved over to Discord. Well, one of us can never get moved over.
And I'm going to assume it's you who didn't get moved.
I wish I could trigger In the Arms of an Angel. Can you sing that right quick?
In the arms of the angel, fly away.
That is wild and so messed up.
They left me hanging, and then it kept going to the group chat on Instagram going, oh, everybody, as soon as you get in the chat, make sure that you leave this chat. And I never got in the chat.
That is crazy.
They never added me.
Shady,
like,
shady.
Shady, Grady.
I can't. That's not
shady,
right.
Grady. So then I will give credit to one of the ladies who was the original person who reached out to me. She did come to me and say, hey, this is why you weren't on the team. It was a discrepancy. It was a miscommunication, kind of, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no hard feelings. You know, this is your business. This is what you have to do to promote you. What I am very disappointed in is that the other two companies could not even come to me and say, you know, hey, I don't think this is going to work out. I mean, I never, you know how, like, when you get a PR thing, you, like, spend all this money that they give you or whatever, or they'll send you, like, a package, a welcome package. I never didn't offer to, like, I never, like, give me your money.
Right.
Like, I had stuff that I was showing on my own, like, that I bought with my own $10.
Your own coins, yeah.
Yeah. So the fact that you couldn't say to me, you know, hey, I appreciate you being a customer. I hope we have no hard feelings, blah, 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 blah. I appreciated that, you know. But the first lady, she, I will give her credit for that. She did say, you know, you're really good at what you do. Thank you so much. I'll see you around the Planetverse, and hopefully we can still be friends. And absolutely, yes, we can still be friendly.
Mm-hmm.
How in devil? How in devil? Y'all left me, cue the song, y'all left me stranded on the porch of the orphanage.
Fly away.
With no place to go. Now, ain't that some shit? You come out of goddamn planner community and y'all done left me on the damn porch.
That is wild. Like, they have you standing outside looking in the window like, bruh, can I come in or no?
Didn't even say, like, if you don't get added, that means you drop from the team.
At least give something. Like, don't just leave you sitting there wondering what the hell is happening. You know, like, that's not cool. Be upfront with it.
The part is that I absolutely, oh.
What just happened?
I had on the chat, okay, thing was, or fucking Target kicking out the Pride collections. Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Gonna, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about that in a second.
Okay.
Wait. No, nope, I need an Oh. and... last one, we got another comment that says, nope, fuck the last lady, too. Okay.
Wait, what?
So where I said that we can still be friendly, the abundant response is, nope, fuck her, too, because she don't get none of that. She don't get none of the love. Monica said, don't abuse her favorite chocolate.
I know that's right. You better. You
better
stand up for it, Monica, because you know, Erica, we love you over here, hey.
Girl, I said, when I tell you I was shocked and confusion, I just couldn't believe it.
But you know, that's honestly like how a lot of people move in this space, because me personally, I feel like that there are a lot of people who don't handle confrontation very well. So instead of they don't know how to go about it. So instead of just even trying to figure out how to go about it, they just be like, fuck it, we ain't going to address it at all. And they just kind of like drop off the face of the earth.
But
which
that's
isn't,
not cool.
No, it's not. It's definitely not cool. And it's not the way to handle situations. You know, there are, you can't run away from every single thing that makes you uncomfortable. So
especially as a business owner.
Oh yeah, add that into it. That's a whole another factor in that area, in that realm.
So the question in the chat is, what was the misunderstanding? Now, y'all,
you gonna answer that one?
I'm not gonna answer it. I mean,
okay.
Get what? If you ain't fucking feeding or financing me,
yes.
I'm not biting my tongue, and none of
Come
them are.
Through.
Matter of fact, all three of these teams did not pay in cash. I got some cash teams that's dirty as a dog, but because they pay cash, I keep my mouth closed.
Mm-hmm.
I keep my mouth closed.
I know that's right. Get your coins, baby. Get your coins.
I need a little pick me up. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then. So the misunderstanding was. I know everybody has promoting. I was going to be on a. We're going to have a show with AI art.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I do remember seeing the post for that. Yes.
Yes. So I'm really excited. Plans and Jacy. We just cannot get our time schedules correct. So Coco definitely wants to be here for that one. So it was going to be this week. Coco's not here. You know. Anyway. So thank you so much for being here. By the way.
Of course. I'm glad to be back. Like, I love it here.
We love it here. So that caused a lot of quote-unquote drama in the planner community.
Her lack of doing the show caused an uproar?
No, just the whole bringing up of, well, let me say this. It brought a lot of drama in a certain segment of the planner community.
Okay.
Okay, because in my segment, nobody gave a fuck.
Yeah.
But in this other segment of the community, lots of people cared. Lots and lots of people cared, and it was a big shebangle is my friend's favorite word.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have completely stolen shebangle, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to snatch that thing.
So on the application, it said, do you... Basically, we don't deal with drama, and if you do, you get to be put off the team immediately, and you forfeit any points that you have made. Do you agree, yes or no? I said no. The reason I don't agree is because whether I'm involved in drama or not, if I have earned these points, I should not have to walk on tiptoes because my idea of drama and your idea of drama are two different things.
Right. It may not be the same thing. That's true.
Exactly. So I should not have to walk on tiptoes, and every time I earn 5 points, I shouldn't have to spend it when I'm trying to collect for something bigger, maybe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I may want to have 25 points, or I may save up for 100 points or $500 worth of points. You know,
mm-hmm.
But either way it goes, these are my points, and I have earned them, and
right.
I should be able to spend them when and how I want to spend them. Well, she came back. We had a discussion about the drama, what drama consisted of. She threw some shots. She threw some low blows. Oh, drama is saying I can't be a friend, and you're a friend, and I don't know you friends with such and such and such and such. And I just disagree with that. I am essentially, I am Wendy Williams. Hello?
How you doing?
And Wendy Williams ain't going around telling you she friends with Al B. Sure before she get on there and dog Al B. Sure. Is she? No. We don't know.
No, definitely
we don't
not. We really don't.
So, anywho, when she said we came to a disagreement, she said that because I disagreed that I won't be in any drama. And I said, no, ma'am. What I said was I'm not going to walk on my toes. But what she did was she said, okay, well, after the points thing, I'll change it to you have 30 days to spend your points. And so that was her compromise. Well, sure enough, when she fired me, basically, girl, how you get? Okay, anyway, she fired me. Basically, she said that it was because of the drama thing, and I was like, well, I'm glad that I did make you change your mind on the 30 days, because here I would be shit out of luck on $20 that I earned.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wild.
And so I've heard tell that I still, even if I try to earn it, I still may not get it. It may be refunded to me or something of that sort. And I don't know, but I'm going to try it tonight just to have something to put on the show for next week. And we're going to see. Because if not, we're going to call them. I'm going to call them out. I'm going to call you by name because I didn't use your name this time. But if I don't get to get my order, I'm going to call you out.
And there's the warning.
I'm going to call you out. And while you may not listen to my show, and while you may want to just use my show to further your agenda, I do have listeners. The same way people clicked on my link to support you, people will unclick, unfollow, and block to unsupport you. And so, you know, just throwing it out there.
I get it. And I think people need to understand that PR teams, at the end of the day, even if that person is not, like, if you're not physically paying that person with money, you've come to this agreement that your labor will be paid with points, however they decide to go about it. So you as, like, I can't undo. It's kind of like if you go into your job and you work a whole full shift and they're like, hey, you fired. And then you're like, all right, well, my last check. And they'd be like, oh, no, we ain't going to give you that last check because we ain't like what you did. So we're not going to pay you. That's not how any of this shit works. You have to pay, like, my labor. I can't take my labor back. So I need you to make good on this arrangement, and then we can dap it up or not and walk separate ways. But you got to, I mean, labor is something that should be I don't want to say fine. Yes, there it is. I couldn't get the word because, I mean, I can't go back in time and undo all the work that I did. So I need you to follow up with the agreement, do what you agreed to do, and then we can go, you know, then if you want to release me, cool, that's fine, but I need you to pay me.
Help you pay me. Okay. Now, here's my thing. When I call you out, when I have to, okay, let me not say that because I'm speaking it bad, but if by chance I have to call this person out, what do I do? Do I email them first? Do I put it in my stories? Do I put it on a reel? What do I do? Because I want to embarrass them very, very bad.
I
just want to put it out there. I ain't playing no games. Like,
I will say, like, for me, I would try to handle things in-house first, and then if that doesn't go the way that I feel like I'm comfortable with it going, then therefore we got to take it outside the house. You know, like, we got to take it out of what happens in this house. Stay in this house. We got to move away from that. Then I got to blast you. Got to drop names.
Okay. All right. That's perfect. I agree with that. So we're talking about the Target and the Pride collection. So it is Happy Pride Month, y'all, right? Did I say y'all Pride Month?
I don't think you did, but on this call, I don't believe so.
Okay, not on this call. Okay, y'all. Hey, y'all, it's June and we're gay.
Hey, gay day. Okay.
Gay day. I was doing my gay day post and I kind of stopped, but I have enough gay for a lifetime. Oh, did I tell you we're going to have a big gay? Listeners, you want to hear a secret?
Feel it.
There's going to be a wedding.
Yes, going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. I'm gonna stop singing, y'all. I know y'all telling me shut up.
Actually, I was over here doing the little nearly walk.
Yes,
there will be a big gay wedding, but not the wedding is gonna be big, but the gay is gonna be big.
I'm here for it.
And so I just want to let you all know that we're gonna broadcast it. We're gonna Zoom it so you can come to my big gay wedding and Planet Shenanigans is going to host. And so, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
So, did you hear about Target and this Pride collection stuff?
I did see articles and posts about it, and I just couldn't wrap my mind around it. So, I'm just going to listen. Because I would love it if you can, like, break it down for me. Because I'm like, what is the issue here? Like, what's the real problem?
So, Target had a Pride collection, as they normally, yes, Planet Shenanigans, wedding, after party. Hey, I'm with it.
Oh, I'm here for it.
Turn up.
I like the way that sounds.
wedding shenanigans. And I want to do anyway. Focus. So Target had a Pride collection. They always have a Pride collection, but I want to say that this year they included some Pride clothing in the kids section.
Okay.
And people are losing their shit.
I mean, why? There are children who have parents who are a part of that community, and they also have some children who know. They may not understand the feelings that they feel per se, but they know that, you know, you get what I'm trying to say. My brain is jumbled right now. But you get what I'm trying to say. Like, there are children who understand what that community is, right? So why can't the kids be a part of it? Why can't their families be represented? What's the issue here?
I was one of those kids, right? I was one of those kids. I did not know. I knew something was different. I never wanted to play mom and dad. I always wanted to play mom and mama. Like, you know, that kind of thing. So people are getting beat up. People are threatening to fight the customer, fight the workers, their protests, all kind of stuff. And somebody said that they were being followed home, and it was just a big shebangle. And so Target pulled the collection and
wow.
made it so that you can only order it online. And so now that there is a big debate on whether or not it's letting them win. It's letting the bigots, that's the word. If they're letting them win, or if they are, just being scared. Are you being scared? Like, are you being supportive? What are you doing? Like, what is pulling the whole collection saying to them? What is the bigger message? I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And, lots of people feel different ways. On one hand, I feel like safety is number one.
That's what I was thinking just now. I'm like, you know, if the associates are in danger, we got to protect the people. You know, the merchandise is one thing, and I get the message behind that merchandise is bigger than any person, any single person. However, we do still have to protect the people in these buildings. You know, we don't need any more tragedies. We already have plenty of those in the country, so I get it.
Yeah. And so it just really reminds me of all the protests. And there's also the whole still protesting about Black Lives Matter and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like there's a fine line, right? There's a fine line because Black people are targeted. I mean, I remember here in, you know, Atlanta, the Asians were targeted. Like, when does it stop? When do we say, you know, okay, look now, shit, this is enough. You know, I just don't know that.
It's a good question, but unfortunately, I don't think there is an answer to it because I know for the longest time we've all felt like, okay, when this certain generation dies out, the hate will die with it, or we have that hope. But that generation has kids, and then that generation has kids, and it gets passed down to those different generations unless one person out of those generations steps out and like, you know what, I need to educate myself. I don't like this feeling. Or I've come across somebody and it's not even, they're nowhere near like what my family expressed them to be. And I want to know more. Like, but I don't know if it's ever going to come to an end per se. However, I do feel like I am going to say that I feel proud of the different communities, whether it's the LGBTQIA plus community or the Black community or the Asian community. But like, you know, no matter what community that's out there that's being scrutinized and attacked, I will say I do love the voices that are being, you know, the voices that are fighting against the hate that's coming with it. Because it's like, I'm not about to lay down and just be beaten. No. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to fight back. So I do appreciate that, and I love seeing that. I see the strength in the different communities. Okay. So I feel like that right there, I feel like that's what we need to focus on. We need to focus on banding together and making our voices and our actions and the way we move louder than what the bigots do.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a really good idea. I mean, we got to stand tall, which is, you know, why the wedding will be extra gay.
I'm here for it. I want to see it all. Okay? I want to see it all.
I know it's short notice, but I'm going to – I got you guys. So have you ever been to a planner conference?
I have not. I want to. I'm waiting, you know.
There are so many conferences coming up, and I know we talk about it often, but, I mean, the time that comes, you know, by the time we count down, another one is coming. So there's SGS in Florida.
Okay.
That's Sugary Gal Shop. I think that is in when, November?
I believe so. I believe it's in November. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, so then there's Chicago Planner Conference. I heard that one be lit.
I heard that too. I'm like, why y'all be doing it big up there? Let me see.
Doing it big. Hold on one second. We have a caller.
Uh-oh, here we go. Whoa, whoa.
Hello,
oh,
caller. Hello? Are you there?
I am here.
Hello.
Hi.
I am JC.
Hello, hello.
From Plans and JC.
Nice to hear from you, JC. Can you talk up just a little bit for us?
Yeah, can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. My question is for Danny. I've been, like, listening in and out through this episode, and I heard you earlier talk about, like, how your vibe, Danny, is to move in silence. And I think that's a beautiful vibe. I think it is also really helpful for... a lot of things. I think it's a vibe that, like, I could do more cultivating of, for example. And it's something that I admire about you. I also just heard when y'all were talking about Target, like, say, like, okay, but we need to make our voices louder. And I'm wondering, like, how you square, or, like, if maybe you could talk about the nuances around, like, okay, when do we move in silence? Or when do you choose to move in silence? Because I think it's probably, like, an individual choice in addition to a, like, social choice. And when do you choose to be loud and amplify voices? And then I'm super curious, Erica, because I think it's different for you. Like, I don't think that your approach is move in silence as much as Danny's is. And so I'm curious, like, where you navigate that distinction too, and maybe differently than Danny. Thanks so much for having me.
You want to answer first, Erica? Okay. So when I say move in silence, right, I mean, when I say move in silence, I'm saying that when you make different moves for yourself, it's best to keep certain things to yourself, because people shit on you and that can be discouraging, right? And whatever you have, and life is already hard. Life is already hard when it comes to trying to make change and make moves and different things for your personal self. So that's when I say move in silence. Move that way so that you don't have the distractions and the outer voices screaming at you that can cause a distraction and, you know, you fall off the course. However, when it comes to, like, moving in silence in the other aspect of things, when it comes to, like, issues that we have going on in the world and in the community, those issues don't just affect me. So if I see harm coming to people who look like me, who don't look like me, if I see harm coming to those people, that's when I feel like it's okay to use your voice and speak out, because at this point it's bigger than me. So, yeah, when you use your voice, and when I use – well, I'm going to say I. When I use my voice and when I do decide to speak up, I'm speaking up because there's somebody being harmed in this situation, and that shit needs to stop, and we need to make a change when it comes about that situation. Now, everybody may not have that drive to do it. Of course, it all depends on what moves that person, because certain things may not move a person to speak, and they may want to handle it in their own way, which may be silent, or it may be in a profit foundation type, donation type of thing, which can also be somewhat silent because nobody knows where your coin's going. But, you know, it's all a personal preference as to how you want to come up and stand against certain situations. So when I say move in silence, I'm not necessarily saying don't ever say anything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you have to learn how to pick and choose your battles here. Everything doesn't require you to speak on it, and sometimes silence is more powerful than words. But there are moments where your voice is needed, and you should, if you feel drawn to speak, absolutely speak up on it. So that's my answer, I guess. I hope that made sense.
That makes so much sense. Thank you so much for clarifying. I think that was, like, super helpful. It was super helpful for me, at least, for, like, squaring those different approaches. And I think, yeah, the distinction between, like, personal and social that you made was really important. And I also want to acknowledge, at least on behalf of myself, that, like, there are also times in which it's not safe to be loud. And,
yes,
like, that's what allyship is for also, is, like, to be loud when it's not safe for other people to be loud. And I also think it's important to acknowledge that, like, choosing to be silent or to move in silence or to move quieter for safety purposes is super valid and, like, shouldn't be judged at all by anyone.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
that was
something
that I was thinking while
voice,
you were talking.
Yeah, and also is the voice going to create a positive change? Like, are we going to move in a, like, if me critiquing something, is it me critiquing to help create a better version of such and such, or change in such and such that can be a better outcome for everybody here? Or am I just being malicious? Like, that's another thing too. That's a part of it too. Like, if you are just saying stuff to be malicious and hurtful, and there is no solution here, you just want to be an asshole, then yeah, you need to be silent. You need to be quiet.
Shut your mouth. I kind of agree with the move in silence. A lot of times, if things are really, really, really close to my heart, I will keep them to myself because I'm scared. I'm scared that if I say something, I'm going to get talked out of it because I'm easily persuaded. easily persuaded, easily, you know, changed. And so if it's really, really close to my heart, if it's something or someone that really, really means a lot to me, I'm going to hold it close and never let it go, right, until it's time. Because people can smile in your face, but, baby, like I said, they ain't clicking on no hearts. You know how many people I've talked about on my podcast, too, that, you know, secretly said, oh, yeah. I mean, well, publicly said, oh, yeah, we'll support, and never listened to one. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's easier for me to just be quiet when it comes to that. But on the other hand of that, somebody needs to be able to be the voice for the little people. Somebody has to fight for the underdog, and that is always going to be me.
Yes.
I am always going to say what needs to be said. And, like, I guess it's kind of the same thing what Danny said. I'm going to use my platform, and I'm going to say what they can't say because they don't want to be ostracized in the community. I'm going to use my platform to say what they would say because they care about the number of followers they have. I don't give a rat's ass if the same 9 people listen every week. I'm going to, I'll pay for this. I don't need a moderator to handle no discussion. I pay for this.
I know that's right.
We, well, not I, but we pay for this. We, you know, we do this. So we going to say what we want to say. Now, we might not use your name because we don't want no lawsuits. However, people think this, and I'm not making this stuff up. People send me inboxes. People send me messages and text messages and calls, and they like, I think you need to talk about this. I don't just come up with this stuff out of my brain. I mean, my brain don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? So I think it is, like Danny said, I kind of agree with it. It's a place and it's a time, and it's an important thing. You know, I cannot keep letting people get away with this. It is not fair to the consumer. It is not fair to marginalized communities. And I do mean marginalized like Blacks, Chicanos, Asian Americans, but I also mean people who shop small, people who use their hard-earned money to support these businesses that take care of your family, people who PR and earn money and what? How dare you, you know, not let me cash in my coins, people who take your money in March and it's June and I still ain't got no doggone package and then get an attitude and get mad when I say I'm about to call PayPal on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm speaking for them because they come to me and say something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is a time and a place for everything. But, you know, over here on Real Talk, Real Plans, all we do is talk real. I can't take the phone for you and nobody else.
I know that's right.
I'm 40 years old. I think I'm doing it.
I'm here for it. Listen. Yes. I'm here for all of it. You know, and I guess that is what it narrows down to, right, is just the personal judgment. Like, do I want to speak on this or do I not want to speak on this? Because there is no black and white to the whole thing. It's there are gray areas in there. So you just have to decide where you want to land on that spectrum of how you want to handle certain situations. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's also I don't know, as y'all were talking, it also occurred to me that, like, a lot of times the places where we can have the biggest impact, like, in our personal lives and in our community, through speaking or through making changes and not announcing them until we're ready to announce them, or, you know, letting people see for themselves, which is what I take, you know, moving in silence to mean, the places where we can have the biggest impact are also the places where, because like with the Target conversation, it's not like, you know, Target's going to tune in. I mean, it would be dope if they did, like, hashtag sponsor us.
Okay.
But
come through Target.
But I just mean, like, you know, it's not like we can change Target's mind. Like, you know, women on a podcast can change Target's mind about, and we've seen this in the planner community too, because there are, you know, shops that have a bigger, I would say, like, you know, medium sized, and then, you know, once you're, you know, in stores, maybe large, we would call them, relatively, not as large as the stores that you're in, right? Not as large as Target or Michael's or whatever. But in any case, I think that, you know, we're less likely to have an impact or to be able to have an impact there and more likely to be able to have an impact on small shops. But on the other hand, you know, I think that that can also cause bigger blowback. I don't know what I'm trying to say here, just that it's interesting to think about, like, where our impact matters, where our speech can have the biggest impact, where our actions can have the biggest impact, and kind of like square those together as part of, like, you know, the mostly internal, like, not logical calculus of, like, you know, should I speak on this? Should I not? Should I try to have an impact here? Should I not? The other distinction that I was thinking about as y'all were talking is, like, okay, there are, like, pr- products, right, sometimes it's just like, oh, it's just a matter of taste, right? If we're going to use some, like, philosophical, like, Kantian terms to all of my fellow German studies people who may or may not be listening. Where it's like, okay, this is a matter of taste versus, like, an actual moral, like, social moral issue. And if it's just a matter of taste, like, is feedback solicited? If not, like, okay, I don't need to say anything. And, like, I'm speaking as somebody guilty of, you know, being like, oh, I don't – cute foil, I don't really love the bows, which was, like, so not called for. But I've definitely typed that message and posted it on somebody's post. And, like, that wasn't solicited feedback, right? Like, nobody asked. I didn't need to give it. Like, it – I didn't need to come into someone's home and say that.
Right.
Because it wasn't solicited. And it's just a matter of taste. Now, if it's a matter of a larger social issue, like, if it's a matter of morality, of, like, business ethics, of – inclusion, of diversity for our community, and of, like, ethical business practices within our community, like, that I feel like is a place where, you know, unsolicited feedback, especially if you're doing it on your own platform, not, you know, speaking about myself or anything, is maybe more appropriate. Anyway, sorry, those were just some reflections that I had, like, as y'all were speaking. I don't know if y'all would agree with those or disagree with those, or if they're, yeah, but I just thought I would offer them.
I think it is good for conversation, and that's what we all about, chit-chatting it up.
Exactly. Sharing different perspectives and getting different ideas, you know?
For sure.
I love it, personally.
All right, we only have a few minutes left, so we're going to let you go. Caller, thank you so much for calling in and offering such deep, thought-provoking questions always.
Yes, I love it.
Thanks for having me, ladies.
More than welcome. Can't wait to hear you again.
Love to you.
Forever and always.
Always and forever.
Always and forever. Yes. All right, so we talked about SGS. So Planner Ladies in Texas is going to be June 24th. Then we have Love and Light Planniversary. That is in August.
Ooh.
And guess what I just bought my ticket for?
What are you going?
Planners at Tiffany's.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
That will be in October. Actually, it's called Return to Tiffany's. I missed Planner at Tiffany's 1, but so many people had so many nice things to say about it, and I'm just so excited to go since I can't go anywhere, you know.
So that one's in Georgia?
Yes, it's in Augusta, Georgia.
Ooh, Augusta. I like the way that sounds when it comes out of my mouth, Augusta.
Augusta. So I'm really excited about that. So Danny, will you be doing the Uncensored Live this Friday?
I will. That's the plan. If I'm up to it, because your girl been up and down and all around, and yeah. But if I'm up to it, I'll absolutely be doing it on Friday. The best thing to do is on Friday is check my stories, and if I post a flyer, then I am going live. If not, then I'll catch y'all another time.
Okay, so June 16th, Friday, and what time?
9 p.m. Eastern, because, you know, Uncensored, that's where it all hang out, and we don't say them lives because we only you don't never know what's going to come out of our mouths. So, yeah.
Exactly. Friday, June 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern time, you can find her Disorganized Plan or my guest co-host, Danny, on Instagram, doing the damn thing. We do some planner court, some sipping, some something.
Always, yes.
Something.
thumb a little something, might twerk a little something, might bust out a little something, you never know. You know, it's all, you know.
You know, 420, you know, beverages, all kind of stuff. And I'm here for it. Well, I mean, not me, El Chapo. But I'm here for y'all to have it. And where can they follow you at again, tell me?
You can follow me on Instagram at her.disorganized.plans. But honestly, you can just type in her disorganized plans without the dots, and I pop right up. So, yeah, her disorganized plans on Instagram and on YouTube as well. I'm over there.
Well, you be doing stuff on YouTube,
girl. Yes, I be doing a little song on YouTube.
Well, I'm going to have to go over there and see what you got going on.
Oh, girl, you know, it's an interesting. It's an interesting space, you know. It's harder than Instagram, I tell you that. My goodness.
Is it?
It is. It's harder to, I don't know. I feel like YouTube is just like, you have to put in a way more work with the YouTube videos versus Instagram Reels. it's a whole different beast. But I love
it. You be cleaning on YouTube. Oh, so is that what Monica talked? Okay, so I'm going to have to watch the Clean With Me videos on YouTube. And so maybe you can help me vacuum tonight. I want to vacuum.
Come on over, girl. Don't make me post a reel of me vacuuming, because I'll do it.
I need you to, because I need to vacuum. And I like vacuuming. It's like, it's my exercise.
Mm-hmm. it is a workout. That
it's
it is.
A workout. I'm going to get like you where I'm lifting the couch and shit.
Not the couch.
Get somebody else to do it.
A girl taking a mattress off the bed. Woo, child.
Right. Right, girl. I saw you do that. I was like, so, to also make sure that we all know that there is the Budget Be Damned sale coming up this weekend. So many sales.
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
I am the planner evangelist here to evangelize all the sales for you. So, the Budget Be Damned sale is Friday, June 16th to Sunday, June 18th, this weekend coming up, and so many good shops are in there. We have Frolicking Brains. We have Shop the Paper Fan. If you miss Chris from Shop the Paper Fan on, you can be sure to listen to last week's episode. She was on telling you all about it. The theme is Love is Love, and so many cute kits.
Yes.
So many different shops. And somebody else that I'm supposed to say is in that. Do you know?
Ooh, girl, don't have me on your line.
Okay. Well, I can't forget, but those are two that I know for sure. Frolicking Brains and Shop the Paper Fan will be in the Budget Be Damned sale. Cassie Makes Art will also be in there. And Cassie definitely has some art for your ass, okay? Cassie
okay.
Be 1, 2, and 3 o'clock in the morning making the art, and I'll just be watching her reels. I mean, watching her live. it's hosted by Kevin A. Creates and a couple, Savannah Paper Co., I think.
I love Savannah Paper Co.
I've never ordered. I'm saving up my coins this weekend. So if anybody wants to send me $3, you can go into my LinkedIn tree, and it's a thing that say, buy me a coffee, and you can send me $3 so I can buy some stickers. Don't y'all want me to have coffee and stickers?
Yes.
You can't have liquor?
Let me slide in there. I got you, boo. Let me slide on in there and drop some coins.
Thank you, Pookie. I appreciate it. So
always.
We're trying to make it happen. So make sure you go out and support my peoples. I might try to do, maybe I can get Deb to come on and do one of those review things that she did before.
I say go for it.
Ooh.
You know we love us some Deb in the community. We love her.
Hey, Deb.
Big plans with Bug. Shout out to you, Deb.
Yeah, maybe she'll do this sale. I don't know. I know that takes a lot. So I'm going to reach out to her. But Big Plans at Bug, if you can hear this, slap once. And know that I'm going to slide in your DM to see if we can get some more light shined on this sale. We really appreciate it. Anyway, I've talked and rambled enough. Is there any other parting words that you would like to say?
I just want to say thank you again for having me on, because and anytime with you
And, of course, I miss my girl Coco. Enjoy your cruise, Coco. But any time with y'all is a good time. Like, so I love it. So thank you for having me on again, and I hope to see you whenever I go live, and I hope to see you in Planner Shenanigans on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Link me in my stories. Just going to link it. But, you know, thank you so much for having me, and I appreciated the conversation. Today was awesome. I enjoyed all of it. And thank you to all of the callers as well. Like,
yes, thank you to all the callers.
I had so much fun.
It is fun. It's fun over here. It's fun over here. We got some good guests coming up.
Who we got? Who we got?
We got Cuteness Boutique is coming.
Okay.
She's having a sale on the 15th. So I'm going to try and get her. But I don't know when Coco comes back cruise. But whenever Coco comes back from her cruise, because she didn't want to miss her, she's going to come on with that, with Trika. And
yes, I've met her. She's awesome.
Ain't she? She's so
she's
sweet.
Awesome. Hey, Trika.
That was the first person that let me be on her team in, like, Sight Unseen. Sight Unseen was, like, met somebody who talked about me and was like, I want you on my team. And I was just like, oh, my God, thank you.
Okay, thank come you. Through.
Yeah, it was really sweet. So, yeah. So, y'all, please remember that we are messy and not malicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have to go back to my original one on y'all thinking this, because peace is only a problem when your brand is beef. Good night.
Ooh, good night.